that's what you'll find today on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, especially when I have like 3 hours sleep like you, Jennifer.
Uh-oh.
When we get into trouble, it's because of that usually. Because
you get loopy.
Well, that and sometimes in the last hour, I don't know how many examples we had of it, Kenny. I don't know, four or five anyway. Of me starting a sentence, coming up with a word, and it just stops.
Oh! That's really bad.
It is.
That's when you know you're really tired.
Jennifer Horn is here, along with Ken Kessler, monitoring what's going on the social media, all part of the Doug Steffen Good Day family. Paula Deen, people still talking about her. What's new, though? I saw that her children, this is like a headline, duh. Deen defended by sons. What? If sons are going to say, my mother's a slut.
Well, then you really know that there's a problem. If her sons are throwing her under the bus. But, of course, her sons would defend her, I would hope.
By the way, her son's name, is it Chris? No,
no,
not Chris.
She's got Bubba. Jamie and Bobby.
I thought it was Bubba.
Bubba's her brother.
Mm.
Oh, good.
Okay, I knew there was a Bubba in there someplace.
You have to get all your trading cards correct with Deans on it.
Do we have any Kardashian trading cards?
Ew, no.
No? I think you'd have you.
Sure, I can probably name all the Kardashians. Who are you worried about?
North. Like,
North is the newest, yes.
Yeah. Trading cards. Is that the most expensive? Is that the one that has the most value?
I wouldn't eat the gum that comes with those trading cards, by the way.
No. Causes a rash. I'd say maybe the most famous one, or maybe the most hard to get card, is the one from Robert, because he's, you know, not with the
group.
Rest of us now, yes.
Right, okay. All right, so we have that. Are there any pictures, by the way, of that baby yet?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm sure they haven't sold
them
yet.
Real ones.
I saw somebody getting clever and putting on the body of a baby the head of Mr. Zimmerman.
Oh.
George Zimmerman's head on the picture on the body of a baby.
Why?
I don't know. Who knows? Why do people, any number of things happen during the course of a day? They ask why. Because somebody wanted to.
That's weird.
It is kind of weird. Speaking of Zimmerman, an employee for the Sanford Police Department took the stand yesterday at his trial. Said that as part of her job, she assisted neighborhood watch programs, and she described Zimmerman as meek but civic-minded and professional. Her name, Wendy Dorival, said she met with Zimmerman in September of 2011 to help him launch a neighborhood watch, later tried to recruit him for a more intensive volunteer squad there. Citizens on patrol! She said he declined. But he did seem to want to make changes to the community he lived in to make it better. He's charged, as we know, with the killing of Trayvon Martin. So
that was a good witness for him, then.
Apparently. Well, all right, so...
Wasn't Citizens on Patrol the police academy group that they founded? am I the only one that thought of
Citizens
exactly what I thought of when that
patrol. Yes. All right, okay. Let's see. You'll be happy to hear that Katy Perry and John Mayer are back at it again.
Oh, God. I was worried.
So what happens? Is this like any other romance? It's sometimes on, sometimes off.
On again, off again. They were together for a while, and then they weren't, and now they're back together again. I don't think anything dramatic happened, though. I don't think there was any cheating or anything like that.
Yeah, I heard Mayer was a notorious cheat.
Oh, yeah, no, he used to be pretty much out there.
Oh, but he's not anymore.
He was very social, shall we say.
Really? Social guy. Very sweet. The number one item, I don't know if I can say this now, I noticed at one point yesterday, Kenny, that this discussion we had on the pork-covered bullets has rendered some interesting comments on Twitter and Facebook. And so we're going to get to that in a moment. And one of the people who was involved in one of the comments will have his say with us live on the air in just a matter of moments. Good day. Time is 12 minutes after the hour.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Swap!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What got into Mom?
She had surprise points in her Sharpie Away account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shopyour Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got it. Kmart. It all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
14 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Sir James Whale, who's here from the other side of the pond. James,
that's
is...
supposed to be a secret.
What? Oh, it is? You're not supposed to...
My knighthood.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to let the cat...
He's from parts unknown, Doug.
Or the knight out of the bag, as we're...
Could you hold on just a moment? Sorry, hold on.
I can do that.
Edward, shush. Edward, shush. It's America. Find out where you are. Edward is going to throw. Sorry, I just thought somebody's
staying
with me.
Yeah, well, good for you. I'm glad. And have you been feeding him well?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Yeah. Who? No, there's nobody here.
Nobody there.
Oh, nobody here. Edward, shut up.
Shh.
No, nobody.
Quiet. James is one of the most talented radio hosts to not be an American. He's been on the radio and on television in London and in England for a long time. And he's a... I haven't actually... I don't think we've talked for quite a while now that I think about it.
No, I've been busy, but now I've got some spare time.
You have time for us. Okay, well, that's good. I guess that was the obvious thing we saw, the tweet. Kenny, we've had some interest in this conversation we had yesterday. Today, just to go back over, because I don't think it was in this hour, there's been a proposal to by a fellow who makes bullets to wrap the bullets in pork and thus end the terrorist problems of the world. Jennifer, you had some notes on what this fellow, I'm trying to remember what his name is. Anybody remember what his name is?
I don't remember his name, but he was out of
Brendan
Iowa.
Brendan Hill.
That was it. And I think I would like to try to find this guy, actually. But he's
also selling merchandise. Get a spanking with bacon.
Yeah.
We put the ham and Mohammed.
The ham and Mohammed, yeah.
Oh, dear.
What was the other thing?
That what a great world we live in. The Americans are making us feel so safe.
I know. Hey, at least we have cool T-shirts,
That's
though.
Because of our great leadership that we have here, James.
Oh, yes. Doesn't it make you feel good? Same here as well. There we are. From Tony Blair to David Cameron. Can you see the cord that joins them?
Well, explain to people here that don't understand or don't follow politics or leadership in England. We all have this great affinity for England, but more Americans ignorantly think that the leader in England is the Queen.
Oh, no. The Queen, what is the equivalent in America?
Mrs. Obama.
I'm a fan of the royal family, by the way, but the equivalent in America is probably the Simpsons.
Oh.
So the royal family...
I was going with the Kardashians, actually, but okay.
Yeah, right.
No, that could be... That's good, too. The royal family is the ceremonial head of the country, but they have absolutely no power. And if the Queen, by the way, or maybe later Charles or William... were to run the country, they may well do a better job than is being done at the moment, because the royal family are very thrifty. They don't spend very much money. They recycle their clothes. Everybody complains that they are a drain. Of course, they're not. They encourage tourists. And do you know how much it costs us to have our royal family?
A lot of money.
No. 50p a year each.
50p a year for each citizen of England.
Each citizen in this country, because we are not citizens, we're subjects of the crown.
You don't have a constitution.
We don't have a written constitution either. Each, and we're so much better for it, each subject of the Crown pays 50p in their taxes towards keeping the royal family going, and for that we get them all. We even get the ones you've never heard of.
For example?
That's a deal.
Well, I can't remember because you've never heard of them, but, you know, Princess Eugenie, for argument's sake, we get her included in the price. Now, if we had a president, I bet it would cost a heck of a lot more money than that.
Especially one like ours that takes all these very expensive vacations to Africa and stuff.
So, listen, what are we going to do to stop the stupidity of people in the world so that we can all live in peace? That's what I'm just...
You want to tell Edward to turn the radio down?
Turn
the radio down, will you please?
Back to Moscow. Okay.
What was the Jennifer? What was the other thing that came out of the bullet guy, the pork-covered bullets? His organization was some play on one of the.
Oh, it's called Jihad.
That's right, Jihad. He's a jihadist.
Well, you know, it is funny, but there are some people who are going to be wound up by it.
Yeah, and it makes them think that we're stupid. Well, you live in at it, but it is kind
of funny. You live in a city that has far more, in terms of prevalence, representation of Islam than do we in any city in our country.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, there are many British Asians, of course, and I was opening a new Indian restaurant yesterday in the old Roman city of St. Albans and having a great time. And we don't have the problems that a lot of people perceive. There was that appalling killing of one of our soldiers, sure you read about.
About a month ago, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, the interesting thing is that the whole community, religious and non-religious people, actually came together and refused to allow those people who wanted to make capital out of it to do so.
Yeah, what happens in your law, the rule of law over there? This guy's captured, he's tried. What happens to somebody who perpetrates something as outrageous as that in England?
He will be locked up and he'll be never heard of again. The possibility is, having looked at interviews with this chap, he's psychotic. He's mentally ill.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I've had long discussions. I upset lots of Americans once many years ago on an American radio station when they were talking about the same sort of stuff. And I asked one, I said, hang on, you support terrorists. What are you talking to me about? And quite frankly, we're upset about those Americans sending money to the IRA. Now, that's all finished, luckily. And over, but the guy said, what are you talking about? I said, well, you interfere, you know, you don't know what you're doing, blatantly don't know what you're doing, and then how's it all going to end?
Well, but that's different, he would have said. That's different. How is it different?
That's not different at all. That's the trouble. And, you know, we see this poor old guy, who I've never met, Edward Snowden, of course, who's hiding out somewhere. You've heard of Julian Assange, haven't you?
Of course. He's the one who's orchestrating pretty much what Snowden is doing.
Yeah, well, he of course, is living next door to Harrods at the moment, but he's not come out for a year.
That's where the embassy is, right? The embassy is next to Harrods,
him. I don't know how American looks at it. Are American really angry and think he's a real traitor and everything else?
Well, we only have a few seconds left here. The bottom line with Americans is, for the most part, they don't really care much about Snowden. They care about what he did, and most Americans are supportive of having the information so that we really know what the government is doing and how the silent majority is ought not to be as silent anymore as it has been. James, thank you for your comments. Always great to speak with you. James Whale here on the Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Summertime, last week of June. July 4th is next week. Matter of fact, is it a week from today? A week from tomorrow? When is it?
It's Thursday, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A week from tomorrow. Pretty much from today on.
Checking out, please.
Until the Monday after the 4th. People are checked out everywhere, already on vacation, gonzo, trying to do business with somebody who's working in some big New York business. Go find them. Have a good time. It's hot, hazy, and humid. It was hot in Kansas City the last couple of days. It's hot here on the East Coast, back on the farm. Hot, 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 which is not a bad thing for summertime. I'm thinking about going surfing like Jan and Dean did.
I'd like to watch that.
Yeah.
Have you ever surfed?
Maybe not. I tried it once, kind of like skiing. But it was important to me to have flat feet, I remember it.
Huh?
Other than that. Well, flat feet on the surfboard.
Yeah, but you just push them down. You have to have flat feet, do you?
Right. No, you don't have to. I think just...
What are you, Barbie? On your tiptoes.
Yeah. It's 25 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. We normally at this time have an excerpt or two or three, as we do right now, from the late night programs with the hosts doing their monologue, starting with Conan O'Brien.
This is exciting. Apple, any Apple fans here? Apple's new... Not a plug. I'm not getting paid. But I'd like to. Apple's new operating system lets users give Siri a male-sounding voice. Yeah. The sad part is every time you ask him a question, he says, let me ask my wife, and it's right back to the female voice.
May I help you? Siri doesn't understand.
Earlier today, President Obama gave a big speech on climate change. He believes global warming is getting worse because apparently he's sweating a lot more during his second term. So I think the global warming is increasing. Yeah. Well, look at this. NPR reports that in 100 years, rising sea levels could wipe out a city like Miami. And today, the San Antonio Spurs fan said, good, 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 good.
Pedestrian maps. There's no excuse for a pedestrian to be lost in this city ever again. These maps of New York City for pedestrians, they are clear, they are helpful, they are easy to read. Now that doesn't sound like New York. Really? Yes. Every map will show you how to get to the Ecuadorian embassy. Now listen to this. Something creepy happened to me today. I went up to one of those maps. This was really spooky. I go to look at the map. Never seen it before in my life. There's a little star on the map, and it said, you are here. And I said to myself, how did it know?
There you go. All right. Also, a couple of the daytime programs focused on Jim Carrey, who's come out against that movie.
What is wrong with him?
Kick-Ass 2. He says the movie's too violent. Here are the ladies on The View with their take on his basically saying, don't go see the movie.
What would happen if you had, like, a gig that you really didn't like? Somebody like, you know, I guess Jim Carrey, because he's got a new movie. He's not, he doesn't want to promote it, because he says it's too violent now.
Did he send the check back?
I don't know.
No, but, you know, it's the movie Kick-Ass 2, right. And it's really violent.
Can we
it's
say
based
that?
On a, well, I did. I didn't know I couldn't. I'm sorry. Nobody told me. But it's based on a cartoon. Series, and he says that because of Sandy Hook, he's just had it affected him in a deep way, and he can't, in all good conscience, condone, you know, promoting this movie. But he had a change of heart.
The writer of the movie, whose name is Mark Miller, I don't know whether this goes against what you said. He said, quote, Jim is a passionate advocate of gun control. I respect his politics and his opinions, but I am baffled by this announcement, as nothing seen in this picture wasn't in the screenplay 18 months ago. Mm-hmm. But of course, Sandy Hook has been since then.
Right. And I think Sandy donated
his money to the victims.
I mean, not about
he may have. We don't know if he has. But
what he doesn't want to do is promote it.
All right, so Jim Carrey coming out against his new movie, Kick-Ass 2. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ariana Huffington and Mary Madeline. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3:00 in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over 1 million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help, but the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Madeline. If Google and Amazon and my bank gather so much intelligence already on me, what's wrong with the NSA just keeping record of phone calls in and out in order to stop the next 9/11 or subway attack?
There is a constant debate among the tech community and companies like Google and Facebook about how far do you encroach on privacy. There's a huge difference between Google and Facebook tracking your entries in order to sell ads against them and the government doing so. I mean, the government can actually prosecute you and put you in jail.
The law does state that you have to have probable cause.
Right.
You have to go before a FISA court. But is there any penalty for, without probable cause, reading someone's email? No, apparently not, because there's been too many instances of this kind of intrusion.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ariana Huffington and Mary Madeline.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though, it's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. Just won't quit.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Tom Robbins here on Good Day. Stay committed to your decisions, but stay flexible in your approach. That is a good, I think, I always love to begin the day by thinking through things, thinking through the previous day, thinking ahead what you intend for the day today. So if you've got certain things you want to get done today, hopefully you'll be able to work them through. Sometimes you have it's not always a straight line from here to there, right? You got a little curve here, a little bump there, up and down. But if you are fixed on an outcome, if you want to get something done, then stick to it. That's something that I have always found to be an important adjunct to my personality and reality, and hopefully that'll work for you. You got perseverance, you will persevere. How about them apples?
I like apples.
You like apples? What kind of apples do you like?
Crispy ones. I don't like the mealy ones.
I know. Macintosh.
Macintosh. I like pink ladies these days.
Yeah, those are good.
Mm.
Yep, nice and firm. The Gala apples are things that come. I think the Fuji apples are good. Various types. Kenny, you like apples?
Fuji apples.
You like the Fuji
apples? Love the Fuji apples, yeah.
The Fuji apples are good. Carnival has announced that they have a new leader. After a series of pretty public mishaps.
Yeah, they needed one.
They replaced their CEO, Mickey Arison, who's been head of the company since 1979, with the son of the co-founder, Ted Arison.
Hmm.
Let's see here. Wait a minute. I did that backwards. Mickey Arison is the son of the co-founder. He's being replaced by Arnold Donald. Arnold Donald.
Really? Two first names.
Arnold Donald. What happens with new leadership? Oftentimes nothing if you don't get rid of the people that are down in the bowels of the organization because they're usually the problem. Although, what is it they say? The buck stops here, it rolls back up to the top of the hill. How many different problems did they have? At least three or four really big problems this spring, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, at least three or four. I mean, it was like something every other week, it seemed like.
And what did that cost them, one would wonder, in bookings? People say, okay, I want to take a cruise. Not on Carnival.
No, it seems like every week I'm getting emails in my inbox about, you know, discounted prices. I mean, I'm thinking right. They're going to have to give these cruises away until they get their record back.
Yes.
Right, although, so, I know someone who just went, just to be fair, yeah. I know someone who just did a Carnival cruise in June, my friend yeah. Courtney at work. Yeah. And she loved it, had no problems, it was fine.
Well, I think that's the case with most.
Right. We're hearing about the terrible things that are happening.
When you think of the people, sheer numbers of people that ride on these cruises, these Carnival cruises, each of those ships takes, what, 4,000 or 5,000 people?
Mm-hmm.
And they're cruising, some of them are 3-day cruises, some are week-long cruises. But they carry thousands and thousands and thousands
and
of people.
And they're doing it back and forth. So, yeah. I mean, it probably, in ratio to how many cruises they're actually putting out there, it's probably not that bad. But just the horrible stuff that's happened, ugh.
Well, the news media, as usual, takes something like this and twists it around. And it's really very interesting.
You know, once there's number two running down your walls, though, even if it's just on one cruise, can you ever, ever make it better? I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, people don't like that.
No, I don't think I'd like it very much.
People
myself.
Are fans of that.
I like the old cruises. Yeah. In the days when I used to take people, listeners, on, we had 4 or 5 cruises over the years. I remember the one I liked the most was the Norwegian Cruise Lines. It was a former SS United States and had been the France, and then it became the Norway.
Mm-hmm.
What a great, great, great old ship.
Norwegian's supposed to be a really nice cruise line.
Yeah.
I really think that you would like doing the Alaska cruise that I just did a few weeks ago. I think you would like Alaska a lot.
You're bringing that's the cheapest state in the Union, by the way, to live in.
Do you know they pay you to live there?
Alaska.
Yeah.
If you're a woman, they do. I don't know about
men. No,
men
too.
Really?
You get like a little stipend back.
There's
from
no
the
taxes. There's basically, virtually no taxes in Alaska.
Yes, because they're genius. You want to know why? Because they have oil as a resource, so they consider that to be owned by the people. So when they make money off of that, it's divided up among every citizen of Alaska. They get money back at the end of the year. That's
sounds
genius.
Like, sounds like Saudi Arabia, doesn't it? Isn't that
well,
what over there?
Wouldn't you? I mean, obviously the winters might be a little tough, but wouldn't that be worth it if the government actually gives you something instead of taking away?
Well, I don't know. I'd like to move it. Can we move it down a little bit, like to at least the same level as Washington State? I think that'd be,
beggars can't be choosers.
Remember the time I went to Alaska in the middle of June mm-hmm. with a group of 4 or 5 talk radio people? We were taken out to the pipeline, and we actually spent 4 days living like the men who work on the pipeline. And it was 24 hours of daylight.
That's horrible.
At that point, oh my God, it was awful.
It was almost, I mean, it didn't get dark when I was on my cruise either. It would get dark around like, I don't know, 10:30, 11, and then it would get light again around 3:30 in the morning.
We took I remember going on a helicopter ride out to the distant early warning line, which mm-hmm. isn't even used anymore, the dew line, and landing in a snowstorm. It was June 14th.
Really?
And it was freezing cold and just awful. And I was thinking, these poor men that work out here in these shacks they used to have on the dew line. And then we went up to the furthest most city in Alaska. I want to say it was Barrow, but I don't know. It wasn't that big. And we were, you know, kind of like a stone's throw away from the North Pole. And they had discovered oil shale there. Do you know what oil shale is?
I don't.
Oil shale, in essence, is sand that has oil in it. There's a lot of it. It's called different things. Now here in the States, we found it.
I can buy that.
Yeah. Well, you'd rather have it given to you, probably.
Probably.
At any rate, there was a big to-do. And walking around on this sand and touching the rocks that were there, everything you touched made you sticky. You had this black bleh on you because the basic thing is the oil to come up. There's so much oil under, as you're pointing out, there's so much oil in Alaska. Some of it just bubbles to the surface and covers the rocks and the sand and everything else that's there. And so they figured out a way now, as most of you know, to cleanse it. It's a big, big business. It is. So Yeah, food for thought. If you want to go move to Alaska, take Jennifer's advice. Help yourself. You can hear us up there on the 4 or 5 radio stations. Happy to have you along. Always like to hear from the folks in Alaska at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Ken at DougStephan.com. You can follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show. What is the latest from some of our friends who are following some of these interesting stories of the day, Kenny?
Lots of James Whale's friends have been following us on Twitter after he joined us. They want to know where they can get the podcast. They want to make sure that they could hear it because
Michael, will you
couldn't
please
get to the website.
All right, so Michael's going to download, those of you who are listening, but you can put this on the, you can make this as the response on Twitter if you want to, Kenny. We'll take that piece of audio from James Whale and we'll post it in our archives. How long does that take, Michael, for you to do? When would that be?
We should have it done by, I don't
when
know.
Someone can get in to relieve me.
Really? He needs to be. Michael
maybe
needs relief.
Maybe by next August, maybe?
Oh. Yeah, we should be back in July, right?
Later today. It'll be there, probably in the next couple of hours, I'm going to guess. Right? Isn't that how we normally do it? By the end of the program, most of the things that we want to archive are in the archival box, or you can just listen to hour number three of Good Day, which is posted at DougStephan.com. Right? Isn't that how it works, Kenny?
That is how it works.
Right. See, I'm a genius.
On a good day, that's how it works.
Let's hope it's the whole thing's a good day. Right. That's a little too much. You're a little frisky today.
Somebody called me feisty yesterday.
Really? Where?
At work.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the work for Jennifer is twofold. She's here. This isn't really work. This is fun. And then she
it's 3:42, sir. This gets fun around 6.
Really? Okay. Well. We'll hold our breath until then.
Just teasing.
I know. At any rate, the essence of it is that the Jennifer Horn family interests own CRN Digital, which is an audio device which populates a lot of cable systems.
Yeah, well, we syndicate programming to cable TV and
right.
multiple platforms.
Like this program.
Yes.
All over 4 of the channels at the CRN Digital headquarters.
Right now, absolutely.
Yes.
CRNTalk.com. Ding.
Ding.
Just kidding.
888. No, why are you kidding? You're not kidding.
Because of my ding.
8, ding. All right, do it again.
Don't be embarrassed.
Do that again.
Ding.
Ready? www.crntalk.com. Ding. Oh, you have a bell. Oh, that's even better. I like to make my own sound effects. I don't know if you guys have noticed that.
Really? I've never known.
No idea.
In a moment, Paula Deen in the scrutiny here on Good Day. Right now, let's scrutinize your hair. How about the awesome reviews that people are giving to Provia, the natural hair thinning therapy? All natural Provia will fix the problems that you're having with thinning hair much better than the alternative. I was just looking at a picture. A guy that I revered as a radio broadcaster died.
Yeah.
His name is Bruce Bradley. Bruce Bradley was one of the most influential voices as a kid listening to WBZ in Boston. He was on the air, one of the most clever characters I've ever heard on the air. He worked at 3 radio stations in New York, worked in Philadelphia, and retired after having worked a number of years at KMOX, one of my alma mater. And as a matter of fact, he worked with the lady that I worked with when I was there. He was just marvelous. And the only thing about him that wasn't any good is he smoked too much, and he had a horrible, he was bald when I remember him working at BZ, and then he had a toupee. But anyway, the reason I'm thinking about him, I have two things. I'm sad that he passed, because he's a great talent. And the picture I'm looking at him of him has this horrible toupee that he used to wear. I was thinking, what could he have done if he'd had Provia? I would ask that question to any or all of you who wear, women who wear wigs because you have thinning hair, or men who have these toupees that most of the time don't look, unless you're Bill Shatner and you've got one, nobody can tell by looking at Shatner. Shatner is a great piece. You can't tell.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that he even has one.
No,
I've met him many times.
Great, great piece.
But I guess you know that he does?
Yeah, no, I know he does.
Oh.
But at any rate, I'm talking about a way now. Well, he might be offended, though, Jennifer. You brought him a bottle of Provia. He might think he's probably offended.
I would not do that.
All right, anyway. Well, might have happened to Bradley and tell
I could
him
say here, this is from Doug. He thinks you have a rug. Oh, that rhymes.
This is from Doug. You got a rug. Pro Provia is all natural, and it works for both men and women. So those of you who are covering up that bald spot, you don't have to do it anymore. All you have to do is dial 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. This is a all-natural product that cleans the pores out in your head, wherever there is no hair. The reason there isn't any hair is because you've been using bad products. Well, most of the time. Not always. Sometimes male pattern baldness is hard to fix. But for the most part, people who have lost their hair certainly have a problem because what you've used to cleanse your hair has plugged up the pores in your scalp. So this cleans it out. Also thickens the hair so that which is there, while the new stuff is growing in, looks more present, if you know what I mean. Right now, you get a free month supply of Provia when you mention Doug Stephan. Also free rush shipping and a free surprise gift. Provia. Fix the problems of your looks above your nose. 800-525-8319. Call now and enjoy the fruits of your call with Provia, the natural hair thinning therapy. 800-525-8319.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Lots and lots of people are talking about Paula Deen still and how she should have handled her situation. As you know, one of the things that we do on this program with the help of Ken Kessler is monitor tons of talk radio programs, good conversation with good hosts on good stations, and every once in a while pluck one of them so you can hear how different people are thinking around the country. Here's what Brad Kranz and Britt Whitmire had to say about Paula Deen's situation.
If you have some lawyers, a risk management team 101 on your side, what's the first thing they tell you to do? Shut up. Don't testify. You don't need to. And in this particular case, when...
Well, these were depositions, though, weren't
right,
they?
Right. Yeah. But when clearly you're going to be in deep trouble... If this gets out, you write a check and this goes away.
There
and
you go.
Everybody signs a
you
confidentiality agreement.
If I can just speak to the people who have a great deal of money, I've never been a rich person. Settle your lawsuits. I know it's painful to write the check for $1 million, but it could save you $12, $15, $20.
Well, in her case, obviously.
Yeah, just settle. Brad, how did Bill Clinton get in trouble? It was all from the Paula Jones lawsuit. All of the stuff that came about in Monica Lewinsky was all discovered from that.
Well, but it's a little different trying to pay off somebody.
You can pay them off. Settle
you're
your
the
lawsuit.
President of the United States.
That's it. Well, write the check and go on with your life. That's what you do.
The worst that Paula Deen and her insurance carrier could have lost was $1.2
million. There it is.
Which is really nothing to her because she got a multi-million
But you get into this,
dollars.
I've worked hard for that money my whole life. Right. I know you have.
So and you apologize, you pay off.
Here's a check. You admit no guilt whatsoever. You say, I'm not admitting that I did these things or that Bubba did these things, but here's your money and go rot.
That being said,
yes,
we are where we are.
There we are.
Does this woman deserve now to lose her entire career and never be able to make another dime again in the public? I say no. Yeah. I say that, as usual, we overreact to... And by the way, people can choose not to buy her books.
They can.
They can choose not to watch her on TV.
Yes.
They can choose not to go to her restaurants. Why is that not the remedy that we can all agree on? Why does it have to cross into the...
That's a good question, isn't it?
It is, I know.
The marketplace decides.
Let people decide if they want to support her or not.
But there's so much pressure from some of these groups that are monitors of public taste of morality. And decency and morality, so they say. They want you to know that they're there as a watchdog to your freedom. Go blow. Just get out of it. Just let me make up my own mind. What do you think? I don't have enough of a mind to figure out these things on my own without you blowing smoke.
I wasn't going to say anything, but, you know.
Really? Okay, well, I'm glad I did. 51 after on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
After Tech Talk time here on Good Day, as we try to make your use of technology something that will be an asset, not a detriment or a distraction. And to help us with that every day, we have in part Shelley Palmer, who's a great technology observer and reporter. In a moment, he's going to talk with you about Microsoft changing course with its new video game console, Xbox One. It's up next here on Good Day.
It's nice to get a love letter once in a while. And boy, did we just get one at eHarmony.com. Independent research has confirmed that our passion for finding you that perfect someone works. Really works. eHarmony.com ranks first in highest number of marriages, first in most satisfied marriages, and first in most enduring marriages. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
75 years ago, the ballpoint pen was introduced. That happens to be around the same time that Geico started saving people money on their car insurance. All of a sudden, people had more money in their checkbooks to buy all kinds of things to make their lives better. And with all that extra money in their checkbooks, thank goodness they now had a ballpoint pen to sign all those checks.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, after weeks of backlash and internet outrage over some of Xbox One's new policies, Microsoft changed course and appeased gamers around the world. After first showing off its new console in May, Microsoft said that the Xbox One would need to be connected to the internet once every 24 hours to play games and would severely limit loaning or selling used games. Then, all of a sudden, Microsoft reversed its stance in a move some are calling the Xbox 180. But Microsoft also eliminated some truly future things groundbreaking innovations like online game sharing and disc-free game swapping. While we lost some of these cool new features, many are calling this a win-win for all parties involved. Gamers get to use the Xbox One in the same way they've come to love their Xbox 360s, and reports say pre-order sales have skyrocketed in the days since the reversal. The Xbox One hits store shelves this November for $4.99. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Is your name Bill Smith?
Sure is.
Do you have brown eyes?
Yep, I do.
Is your credit card maxed out?
I don't think so.
Ever missed a bill payment?
No!
Ever take a pen from your office?
No, never! No, please, please stop!
Ever feel like most stores go a little too far with credit checks? Next time, shop Rent-A-Center and get the brands you want without a credit check. See store for details. No credit check or credit required. Refers to rental purchase transactions.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
There's a lot of rain in the forecast around the country for the next 4 or 5 days, and I was thinking about sudden showers and how they create slippery roadways. Brian Osich finds out here, and so do a lot of other drivers, you got to be prepared for the nerve-wracking conditions that make the vehicle not on its best behavior, if you know what I mean, especially if you're traveling and moving fast.
This time of year, thunderstorms seem to appear out of nowhere, and with these sudden downpours come the increased risk of losing control of your vehicle on wet roadways. That's why GM's James Bell says you need to be prepared.
The risk of skidding or hydroplaning during a seasonal storm is very likely. One way to help avoid hydroplaning is by having properly inflated tires. If they're overinflated, they can have less traction on slippery roads. Also, make sure the tread is still intact and consider a tire rotation which ensures that they're getting equal wear. And if you have to replace your tires.
Bell says slow down on wet roadways and make sure you have a clear, unobstructed view of the road ahead.
Check and see if your windshield wipers are in good shape. They usually take a beating during the winter months, and the last thing you want to do is be driving in a sudden downpour with worn-out wipers.
For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
The big idea of the day, the week, the month, the year, you've heard us talking about Dream Big America. I invite you to go to DougStephan.com and see how you can, if you have a big idea, make it very profitable. That's DreamBigAmerica.us or DougStephan.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.